Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everyone? This is Reagan, a.k.a. the Man-Hater from Mr. Pick Me and the Man-Hater. We are jumping right back in with our conversation about bears. So hopefully you have already listened to part one of this episode.
100 points to Chesco
for the most interesting outro of any podcast ever. Who had it on their bingo card that Chesco was going to confess his undying love to you all? Anybody? Not me. Not me. Actually, you know what? It was definitely on the bingo card. I just thought it was a little early for, you know, a profession of love. But hey, we do love you. We love each and every one of our listeners. And we hope you enjoy part two of this episode. We are picking up right where we left off. So make sure you listen to part one. And other than that, I think it's time for the theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out gladly.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Back to bears, because I have a satire one, and then I want to tell a story. Okay. That is on topic. Okay, so here's the satire. You know, I keep on seeing the debate, would you rather be in the woods with a bear or a female? I'd rather be with a bear. The bear is not going to mess me up mentally. It's not going to play mental gymnastics with me in the woods. Therefore, afterwards, I won't need therapy. It's more than just being scared of death and being mauled by a big-ass bear where I can't fight it or I have to run up a tree. It's going to grab me and eat my ass. That's what he said, not what I said. It's what it's going to do to me mentally. You feel me? You guys, y'all ain't woke. A woman is going to hurt you. I'm not scared of death. I'm scared of my heart being hurt. And then he put on a hat, which was strange, especially if it's a Leo. Leo, a Leo woman, because that's the most evil creature in the world. And then he took back off the hat and then seemingly being genuine, he's like, but I have been seeing y'all on my dog and then the guy's name. Head and Lord have mercy. I understand what he's saying. Y'all understand what he's saying, but y'all are looking at it from a different perspective, and I understand that also. But like, again, even in his satire,
right,
his biggest comparison is that a woman will mentally mess you up,
mm-hmm,
will emotionally wound you. Would you like to guess what the biggest fear of a woman is when she is thinking of damage from a man? It's not mental. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's the same thing as like men when asked what their biggest fear with women is, it's being humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
And women, it's being murdered. It's like, yeah. Even in your satire, bro.
I made a video, pretty viral video, recently that was responding to a couple different situations about how women react to men that are hitting on them in public, mm-hmm, and how whether or not you might have seen this one, the one where there was one that was mean and all the men were very upset about her being rude. She didn't have to be rude.
Sure.
And then one where she was smiling and very nice to try to disarm the guy that was not leaving her alone. And the men in the comment section were like, she was leading him on.
Yes.
By
yes.
not being nice. So yes. No matter what, So I made a video obviously calling out the hypocrisy and that there's no possible right way to project somebody.
Right.
And then this guy responds, he was like, I can't take your video serious at all when you don't bring up the fact that women will make false allegations of essay of rape and men. And I'm like, it was on this video. I was like, first off, what are you talking about? Like, there has nothing to do. with what I'm talking about. But second, and then I brought up the stats. I was like, the chance of you having charges brought against you with a false allegation, like, are so, not saying it's like, when it does happen, that's terrible. That's
sure,
obviously terrible. That should not happen. False allegations are terrible. But the chances of me having my life ruined by false allegations, by charges going and having to go to court, let alone going to jail for it, are so, there's not even a number, like a percent, like a possible number to say what it is. It was like the biggest study that was done on it didn't have a single person that had charges, like guilty charges got brought against them for it. Now it does happen, obviously, but it's still such an incrementally small person. And so I was like, I have a much more higher chance of being killed by an errant, like a bottle pop, the cork coming out of a bottle. Apparently 32 people die a year from that. And I was like, you don't seem to be too angry about me not bringing up that. Right. Even though that's a much more serious issue right now, they're like, no, why aren't you making this about the issue I care about and that I fear?
It also shows privilege, because it's like they have to do something totally not on topic to even make it about them. They have to make themselves a victim. They have to do a large reach.
Yeah.
They're so privileged that they can't even fight against the argument within the context of the conversation.
I can't listen to anything you're saying unless you make it about me first, then maybe. And they won't listen to it. Even after that, they'll be like,
no, that guy's not listening to you.
Yeah.
You're too tall. He's like, I don't listen to men taller than me.
It's so frustrating because it's so, it's not even like a hidden, like a subtle way they go about doing this. Even with this satire, the quote unquote satire, right? It's still so obvious what is happening and what they're saying. It's just that they don't care.
Women dumb. Women dumb. Men better. Women, we make fun women because women dumb. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's why we prefer the Bears. Okay. And here's my final thing. And it's going to have a true crime element. So a woman came out with a video, and I was stunned by this as someone who knows this story. Mm-hmm. And she tried to be like, oh, you would rather pick a bear? Well, let's talk about Timothy Treadwell, AKA the Grizzly Man, and his story of him and his girlfriend being killed by a bear. I guess trigger warning. I'm not going to get into any graphic violence, but we're talking about a bear kills two people.
Okay.
And this is one of the clearest cases of a man with probably mental health issues, but with an ego and an obsession getting a woman killed. While the bear may have been the person who killed, it is absolutely the man that got this woman killed. Like, and I think it's fascinating, and I wanted to talk about it because I was shocked that this case got brought up. But I also think it's interesting because in the context of, well, who's more dangerous, a bear or a man? In this case, the man was the one that was more dangerous. And it's not because he's a predator, but it's more so what Melanie Hamlet talks about this a lot. Because she was like a hiker and a rafter and a traveler. She did all that kind of stuff. And she talks a lot about how men in the wilderness are so dangerous because they will have a huge ego and they will make very risky choices that women suffer from.
There was, Ruka, before you get into there, a great example of that. And this will probably be a great example too. But
yeah, screw you.
Yeah. But there was a guy that a woman fell in love with this guy on the internet, and they went to meet, and it was in Arizona in the summer, which it was like 110 plus degrees.
Oh, Jesus.
And he decided, let's go out on a hike as this experienced hiker with no water. And when she started getting cramps and complaining that she couldn't go any further, he's like, okay, well, I'm going to finish the hike, and I'll meet you back at the car. After they've been already in and with no, like I said, no water in desert. And she ended up, you know, not making it back for it. But it's the exact, he was like, well, I'm fine with this. The idea of like, I'm going to be fine. So let's go do this thing that you have not experienced. You're not from this climate, that you don't know this area. But since I'm going to take you on this journey to show you how great that I am, or how to show off.
Finishing the hike was more important than getting her home safely.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you about Timothy Treadwell. Okay.
You can cut that out if you want to.
I'm glad you can tell a better story than mine.
No.
Thanks. Mansplain to me again. Okay. Bearsplain to me again. Okay. So, and we're maybe laughing, but we're not laughing at this. So Timothy Treadwell, he is the main focus of Grizzly Man, the documentary. And if you don't know his story, he was a man who for 13 summers, he would go up to Alaska and would literally live amongst the grizzly bears. Like, literally. And he was someone who really felt like he had a relationship with the bears that was very special and very unique, despite having no training and no expertise. He was literally just a guy. He was someone who struggled with like substance disorders and like oddly bears, you know, he said that bears saved him from his addictions. But from my perspective, bears became his addiction. That became his entire fixation. And despite saying often how much he like respected bears and how much he valued them, he would constantly go against all training, all expert advice. He would touch them. He would touch the cubs. He would talk to them like they were children. So he would be like, literally, he'd be like, oh, hi. One of his quotes when seeing the bears was, it was like looking into a mirror. So he like identified with grizzly bears.
And I will say, I get the attraction to horrible animals, but Tobin's. Right. They have those like you look at like bears look. I can say that, though, and know that I'm not going to fucking approach.
Right. Right.
a bear cub. And like I as much as I want to nuzzle it, as much as I want to go in there, I know I will die if I do that. And so,
But he like honestly, he saw them like humans.
Right.
And again, he was so dead set on the fact that he had a relationship with these bears. Now, the fact that he was able to do that for whatever, 12 summers without incident, some people say speaks to the fact that he had a relationship with the bears, but I would say speaks to the bears more, that the bears were willing to have some strange guy in their areas and that they tolerated him, right? They put up with it, which again, if we're talking about bear versus man, the bear was putting up with the man and the man was invading the bear's territory. Okay. And despite him saying that he did this alone, whenever he filmed himself, like he literally would film himself 24/7 when he was doing this, he was known to bring women. So he's going on these adventures. He's breaking so many rules, especially within like, cause he was in Alaska National Park, like in the parks. And he would be going against all of their recommendations, but he would be bringing women while he's doing this. So actively putting women at risk. But one woman in particular, his name was Amy, and she was his girlfriend. Now, here's the thing about Amy, who was the other victim within this story. Amy was terrified of bears. She did not like being around them. But the reason that she was because she was absolutely infatuated with Timothy Treadwell. So we have a man with an obsession and a woman who loves him in a situation. How do you think this is going to go?
Not good.
Not good. So another thing about Timothy is because he had such in his mind, such a connection with bears and a deep desire to protect them and keep them safe, he refused most protective things against bears. He refused to carry any weapons at all. And most importantly, he would not even carry bear mace. So he and Amy were out in the wilderness, surrounded by bears, and he had nothing to protect them. She was terrified. And he also, because he was not following any of the protocol of like to keep himself safe from bears, she also was not. And did not know the proper protocol with bears, right? So like we're saying, bears have protocol, men don't, right?
And like, and just before we get to the, I'm sure what's going to be the terrifying, horrible part of the end, the like, if you want to do that to yourself.
Exactly.
Then that, but knowingly bringing someone out there who does not have your training or any training, right? What, so he didn't have any either, I guess, assuming that what your experience will be the same for somebody else,
sure,
in that situation without letting them or insisting upon them having some sort of training and not having anything to protect yourself maybe there was no malice intent there. Maybe he genuinely believed it, but it's absolutely negligent, mm-hmm. right? It is to without a doubt, right? There's no, you can't claim innocence there when that's just basic survival 101 as far as life is concerned. To do that to somebody else is absolutely negligent on his part.
Yeah, especially when he's not allowing her to have anything to defend herself.
Right. And
I mean, she was openly terrified. Like, it's in her journals. You can, like, in the few times she's on camera, which is rare because, again, he was pretending he was alone. Like, it was all about him and his story. And she was just along for the ride, but hidden, which is, there's something to be said about men in the wilderness. Like, this is my story, mm-hmm. and I'm surviving, when a lot of times there are women facilitating this. Like, or there's women at home taking care of their kids. Timothy mm-hmm. didn't have kids, but she was the one that was keeping him company, and she wasn't even mentioned. Like, mm-hmm. you know, had things not gone poorly, I don't even know that she ever would have been talked about, you know?
Right.
Even though she was joining him on this journey. And just to give you a perspective of what people felt like who were genuine parts of the community, there was a guy named Tom Smith, and he was a research ecologist with the Alaskan Science Center. And when he talked about Treadwell, he said Treadwell was breaking every park rule in terms of distance to bears, harassing wildlife, and interfering with the natural processes. He had been warned repeatedly. He was fully aware of what he was doing, and he even would tell people, like, don't do what I'm doing. And yet he had a woman with him doing what he was doing, right? Amy, although she was with him, her final journal entry was indicating that she wanted to leave. She said Timothy was hell-bent on destruction, and she had just told him that this trip would be her last and that she was looking forward to a job in California. In case you're wondering, because, I mean, genuinely, Treadwell did seemingly love the bears, despite the fact that he was putting them at risk. Just even the fact that he was getting so close to them and developing a bond with them is not good for bears, because then it gets them used to human interaction.
Right.
And they don't actually want that. Just like, you know, not all men are great. You know, not all humans are great. And so they don't want the bears to interact. But just aside from that, I want to tell you how negligent he was to have this attack went down. Okay. This is from the National Park Service report about what happened. I'm not going to get into the details. And I didn't even know, like, I had seen the documentary, and I didn't even know all these details. But this is how negligent Timothy was with her and everything that happened. I'm going to just read verbatim from their report. Timothy put his campsite, so where they were staying, at the vergence of trails that were recently and regularly used by bears. So he centered his campsite where bears crossing were because he wanted to interact with them. Now, mind you, at the point that the attack happened, it was like the end of the season. And at this time, bears begin to get aggressive amongst themselves because food begins to be scarce. And he would have been completely aware of that. As the report says, it was near a lakeshore with late season spawning salmon in an area where bears were foraging. So on top of the fact that he was near the water, he was also where bears like to forage. The campsite had poor visibility. So he used a campsite that was in tall grass and surrounded by shrubs, meaning there was no way he would have seen a bear approach. The contributing factors, according to this report, were the location, as I just described. The bear that attacked them was likely foraging and wanted the food that Treadwell had in a tent. So they had a tent full of food, but he also had sleeping bags that had food in them that would have attracted the bear. And it is also believed that Treadwell approached the bear when it entered his camp.
You do have to wonder if part of it was malicious, though. Like, she just said in her journal, she just told him, this is my last time.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. And so in his mind, was he like, all right, let's make this one last time let's make this one memorable. This will show you, like, maybe if you want to be scared, I'll show you scared.
Here's the thing, is a rational person doing all of those things, you would be like, oh, he's absolutely trying to. But right. he was so delusional, in my opinion, with his relationship mm-hmm. with the Bears, that it seems like he saw this as chances to interact with Bears and not mm-hmm. as risk factors. And what's really sad is, like, suppose he named all the Bears, first of all. He, like, named mm-hmm. them and called them by name. He would see them each season. But supposedly the bear that attacked him was a bear that he knew, that he recognized, that he had named, and that he knew was aggressive and did not like him. Like, he did not – whatever relationships he thought he had with the bear, he specifically did not think he had the relationship with this one. Now, what we know is – unfortunately, the entire attack was caught on audio, which you can't listen to it anywhere. Don't look it up. So we actually do know what happened, which is unusual. Normally, if there's a bear attack, you kind of are guessing as to what happened. Right. We know that the bear entered the camp, and instead of retreating, like one would assume you should, Timothy Treadwell either approached the bear or did not flee from the bear, because he was known for doing both. He would approach like Kodiak bears. He would walk up to them and talk like they were babies. Mm. Oh, my sweet, like bears. And so in this camp, she was in the tent. He was outside. Something happens. So he gets attacked by the bear. And the thing that's crazy to me is this is the guy who, like, refused to carry weapons, would not defend himself against bears, supposedly. He gets attacked by the bear, and it is reported by the people who have listened to this, he called for her to exit the tent where she was safe and to fight off the bear. And again, I would defend my partner with my life as well. Like, no question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so he was the one that wouldn't let her have bear mace. He was the one that wouldn't let either of them have weapons. But when it came down to it, he requested she fight the bear, essentially. And we know that the only thing she had was a skillet. Mm-hmm. So Amy, his girlfriend, who is terrified of bears, tried to fight off an attacking 1,000-pound, by the way, 1,000-pound grizzly, or Kodiak bear, with a skillet. There was actually a point where the bear fleed, but because she was so terrified and she did not know the correct protocol, they believe, because again, they have it on tape, but the bear left, but she was like screaming and she was frantic. And they believe that actually brought the bear back. And then the bear took Timothy, and we don't know what happened then, right? But we know that she also was killed by the bear, which a lot of people assume it was because she either chased after the bear or because she was so scared, she was making noise.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just to be clear, he had brought a woman into the national park away from everyone after everyone had left, like it was the end of the season, in a very dangerous area where bears were being aggressive and were fighting for food. He had her stay there. They had actually left and came back. Mm-hmm. They had already left that season and came back. He did not give her any weapons. He did not teach her how to, because he didn't deal with bears properly. Mm-hmm. And when push came to shove, despite being someone who regularly was like, don't hurt bears, he asked that she defend him against the bear.
Wait, was someone sharing this story as why bears are scarier than men?
Yes.
Is that?
They said the bear was worse. Now listen to this. So the bear, this was a 1,000-pound bear. This bear was old. And this bear also, his like teeth were jacked up. So that's why he was foraging. Like he was not a good hunter. And again, supposedly this was a bear that Timothy himself had said was aggressive. And despite that, he did not flee when the bear came into his camp.
Yeah. In no part of the story was I like those evil bears.
Right.
No part of the story was it like the blame is so clear.
Uh-huh. And also, just so everybody knows, Timothy himself would support these messages because he spoke often about not wanting bears to be blamed for anything and that if he messes up, it's on him. Unfortunately, it was also Amy that paid the price of his arrogance. But also, of course, when this happened, guess what? Not only did they come in and kill the bear that had killed the two of them, they killed another bear just because they were starving. There was bears all over the campsite. Like, there's two different bears that were there. They shot two different bears. One was a 30-year-old, near 30-year-old bear. That was the one that killed them. And one was a 3-year-old bear. And they killed that bear too. And all of that was because a man had an obsession, felt he was special in some way, broke all the rules, went against all protocols, and put a woman at risk. And in the end, like, I didn't realize this, but he genuinely, she was in a tent. The bear did not attack the tents. The bear just entered the campsite. So she was safe in the tent and he was getting attacked and called for her to come fight the bear, I guess, was his goal. And she did. She tried. There were so many things he could have done, but she was safe and he called her out. A woman terrified of bears who didn't want to be there, who wanted to end their relationship, who had been brought back, someone against her will, with no defense. She ended up losing her life defending the man who had put himself at risk. And that's how she died.
The moral of that story is not that bears are more are scarier than men. The moral of the story is, like, listen to protocol, get proper training, don't put yourself in a dangerous situation without knowing what you're, you know, all the things you're supposed to know. And it's like if somebody going skydiving with no training and then not being able to open their chute and being like, see, that's why parachutes are so dangerous, right? It's not having the training is the dangerous part. Following this person that almost certainly assured her that it would be fine
100%
because of his experience, quote unquote experience, and doing things the wrong way and surviving it. That's the problem in this situation.
Yeah. The dangerous person was Timothy Treadwell. He was the one that was putting her at risk. She would have never been in that situation. Was it not for him? The bear even was very clear that, like, the bear had shown itself to be aggressive. The bear had shown that it did not like Timothy when it came upon the campsite. Again, it wasn't shredding their tents. Its interaction with Timothy was what caused the attack. And so when she, this creator, who I'm not going to name, brought it up as, like, a sign of, like, the bear's worse, I'm like, or is it the guy? Or is it the guy with no experience who thrust himself because he had a delusion that he was linked to these Kodiak bears who put them at risk by getting familiar with them? And we know that that's not good for wild bears to get used to humans, because humans poach and kill bears all the time, that he invaded their space. And even if he had some type of connection, he knew that this bear specifically, he didn't. And yet he, through his own delusion, thought, oh, well, I'm such the bear whisperer, whatever he thought he was, that he could deal with this bear without weapons and without anything and any way of protecting himself, just because he had this grandiose vision of himself, and she paid the price.
And this is something you see all the, and it's this, like, machismo, like, misogyny, like, masculine, hyper-masculine culture. It's like these guys feeling the need to prove and show that they can do these dangerous, exceptional things to show others how impressive they are, right?
And
to
show
off to, you don't see women doing that. These
definitely not as much
things, right? Yeah. Now, I'm sure it happens. Sure, it happens. Obviously, there are exceptions to everything, but in general, you see it super commonly. I personally have experienced it with other guys doing stuff like that, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. Maybe I, and apparently that makes me a beta though. So
you're beta for sure. but yeah, it's just the idea of, like, in the end, she was the one who tried to fight the bear. There is no sign that he ever did while it was happening. Like, there's actually, you know, on the tape, you know, there is her saying something like, fight back, because I think he was playing dead or something. I don't know. But it didn't work. But she was, at the end of the day, she fought the bear. She took the frying pan to the bear. The woman who was terrified was willing to risk her life for this man who was the reason that her life was in jeopardy.
Right.
That's what's crazy to me. It's like, he was so sure of himself. Again, to your point, you said this way long ago. You were like, if you want to risk your own life, like, if he wanted to do this himself, like, great. But he was bringing, and she was not the only woman that he brought. Apparently, he brought multiple women on these excursions that were not safe, and they were not prepared, and they were probably not clear on the risks they were taking, because I don't think he understood, even though he pretended he did, he felt he was special and different. Right. And in the end, he didn't even protect her from the bear. She tried to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's crazy. And like, I don't mean to be such a downer, but you know, when we're talking about this, like to have that be used as an example, it's like, it's not even necessarily that men are predators, because some of them are, and we don't know which ones. It's the whole bee theory where it's like, I don't know which bee's going to sting me, but I know all the bees can. So I'm not going to, I can't trust every bee, you know?
The danger you know versus the danger you don't know. Like, you know a bear is dangerous.
Yeah.
There's nothing surprising about that.
It's not even that he was a danger to her, as in he was going to hurt her, but his own ego, his own machismo, as you like to say, his entitlement to nature and his almost God complex put him in a position where he was willing to risk her safety. She paid the price. She literally died for his delusion.
Right, because danger comes in more. I think people assume danger has to be a violent man causing damage. No, danger can come in many forms. And this is sadly a quote-unquote great example of just that you don't have to be an evil person, because I don't believe he was an evil person.
No, I don't think he was
based evil. On what I've said, I don't think he was necessarily I think he genuinely but it's the willingness to do this, though, is still it's a type of danger, and it has to be acknowledged, and it's still not the bear's fault. It's that, that is somehow not somehow a proof that that women are quote unquote dumb for answering that they'd rather be with men than bears. This has not proved anything.
This literally, to me, I was like, you just proved the point. Like, you just proved that, like, in this case, had she followed a protocol, she would have never been attacked by this bear. The man, Timothy Treadwell, was the reason. That girl hated bears. She was scared of them. She didn't hate bears. She was terrified. Right. She wouldn't have even have been there. Like,
she never would have been in that situation. She never
would have been in the situation. But this man brought her into this park, brought her into an incredibly dangerous situation that she was not fully aware of, gave her no defense. And then when the inevitable happened, and it was inevitable, that's what a lot of people said, like the experts, when this happened, they're like, we knew it was going to happen. We didn't know when, but like he literally planted himself on a bear trail, a hunting trail where bears who were starving, like they were starving bears. They were highly aggressive. They were fighting each other for food. And he planted himself and her and a buttload of food in multiple places where bears forage. It's like, that was only ever going to go one way. And, it's scary to think about how many, like, women aren't just put in danger because men are dangerous. They're put in danger because of men being careless and men being feeling their needs supersede hers. Like, this is a case where she was scared and he didn't care. He had her in a situation that she was terrified. It was so bad she never wanted to come back. But his dream of being this bear, it's like bear whisper, you know, was more important than her safety.
And it comes down to, it gives us another great example about like how fighting against these issues does help men too, because why are men being, not necessarily this one, but in all these situations we talk about, men are being pushed into doing these dangerous, extreme things to prove their masculinity, to prove they are these the man's man. And as a result, they end up getting harmed.
What's interesting about that is even in the documentary, he made like really weird comments about like being perceived as gay, and even like being gay would be easier because he has such a hard time with women. And like, there were things that were clear signs of like he's coming up against something. He was trying to prove something. He was proving his worth. He was proving he was special because he had never felt that way. You know, and so men are absolutely wounded by the patriarchy and by misogyny. Whoa, I say it all the time. are wounded by misogyny, but there's also the element of men are very willing to use women as vehicles and as vessels for their pain and their harm and to get what they want. Like, he wanted her there because he probably wanted to look good and he wanted some support while he was there. And men are very comfortable doing that to women. And that is more the harm that we see every day. It's not, of course, strangers in the woods can attack us, but more often than not, the danger is in interpersonal relationships. It's in our relationships with our intimate partners, our friends. Like, that is where a lot of the danger comes for women. And it was just so fascinating to see someone come up with this as like, this is why it's the bear that you should be worried about. I'm like, this is why it's the man you should be worried about. Like, it's so crazy. But I know it's kind of slightly off topic, but I thought it was a really interesting, like, very poignant showing of how men can be dangerous towards women, even if they're not, like, intentionally doing it.
Yeah. You don't have to be evil and horrible, you know, the traditional archetype of a bad guy to still end up being putting women in harm's way or somebody else in harm's way. Doesn't always have to be other people in harm's way as a result of needing to play up to this the masculinity or to be this man, whether it's with bears or anywhere else.
It's like, not only would I pick a bear, but I would probably pick to man to not be there, like that little Mr. Almonds, the almonds guy. It's like, I would probably prefer him not be there because I know I would at least follow the rules or follow what I had been taught about bears. You know what I mean? Then have a guy in there who you can't trust. He could make a risky move that could cost you. It's like, perhaps I would rather have a man, to his point, put a Band-Aid on than a bear. But you know, there's cases where I would still take the bear, man.
Not always.
Yeah.
Are they going to be like, oh, so do you want to go out for a drink afterwards now? For me helping you?
Yeah, the bear's not going to be like, hey, there's an implication of me helping you. So come back to my cave. We're going to hibernate. Oh, Jesus. Well, I feel like that's all I have to say about bears.
Yeah. No, that's...
Our reigning bear, what would you like
At
to
least
say?
About those bears. That's we could have other bear-themed episodes, but maybe they'll be more positive.
Hey, I'm the one saying the bear is not the problem.
That's true. We had no anti-bear propaganda in this this episode.
Very pro-bear. If anything, our prejudice was to the white male hikers. Yes. So
I guess that is we are going to lose that demographic of our podcast listeners.
You know what, though? Do you know the amount of terrible men who have asked me to go hiking? It is much more than you'd think. Literally, so many weirdos have been like, you want to go on a hike? I'm like, no. I had a client. Oh, this will be quick, then we'll stop. I had a client who I was working with who outright said, hey, this is when I was married. I'm attracted to you. I think we should stop working together. And I said, oh, okay, cool. Thanks for letting me know because I would rather know. And then he goes, but like, would you want to hang out sometime, like go on a hike? I was like, no, you just said you're attracted to me. I don't want to go on a hike with you in the woods.
Episode title, hashtag not all hikers.
I absolutely am not going to make that the episode title. Oh, shit. Well, thank you to everybody who's listened to this episode. This pro bear episode. As you know, we do have social media. What's our social stuff?
We are on Instagram as Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater. And we have our merch store up with shirts and a mug.
That's right. And we will be doing a Patreon.
At some
someday.
Point. We keep talking about it. I think we've talked about it for almost every episode. So
I'll get on it. I've had migraines. You know this. You almost died. Yes. It's been a lot.
We've had quite the launch month of this podcast.
It's been horrible. But the podcast is great. But thanks for listening. We hope you like this episode.
Unless you're a hiker.
Unless you hike and eat almonds.
No, we love hikers.
I love hikers. As long as they're not weird dudes that want to take me out into the woods alone.
Yeah.
That I don't like. Give me a bear. You know what I'm saying?
Words to live by.
Give me a bear. Well, clearly your DMs would speak to that. Give me a bear. Okay, bye.
Bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.